James Dorminey of the Reedy Creek Fire Department and Joseph DeMarinis of the Claremont Fire Department died last year. They will have their names engraved on the Fallen Firefighter Monument. Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Patronis says Floridians shouldn't forget the ultimate price many of the state's first responders have paid.
Let us celebrate the achievements, the successes, and the triumphs as we gather here together today to honor these men. Let us never forget those who have risked it all, who have given their lives for the pursuit of the safety for every one of us.
Although both firefighters died for reasons unrelated to post-traumatic stress disorder or suicide, the improvements to the workers' comp bill will give first responders more opportunities to improve their mental and physical health. Patronis?
The suicide rate amongst our first responders is 5 times the normal population. 9 times more have considered suicide. So it's a hidden killer in the profession.
Representatives approved the bill Monday, and it heads to Governor Scott's desk. Scott says he hopes that Florida doesn't lose any more firefighters.
I want to thank the CFO, and I want to thank the Florida legislature. They've worked hard this year to pass Senate Bill 376. It's a continuation of this state's support of first responders and their families. I intend to sign it as soon as it makes it to my desk.
For WFSU News, I'm Dave Bondra Alston.